I'm sorry, this was a quite hard break. Can happen.
Okay, this was the camp relationship show with Enno,
Scotty, and
Fuse.
Okay, thanks a lot at the Sub-Ether team for the time slot for this show. Our new maintainer Ingo is now up and running. And are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. The next couple of times we'll fill with a discussion about Vauland. I think most people know what it is, and other people will hear for the first time. There are quite a lot of news about the Vauland organization. Yeah, have a time, good time, and stay tuned here at Sub-Ether.
Okay, let's hear about it.
You are listening to Radio Sub-Ether on 88.3 FM, the official radio station on the campsite. And on the microphone is Ingo, and the next time we have a guest, it's Garrett. Hello, Garrett.
Hello, Ingo.
Yeah, we will talk about the Vauland organization and the latest processes and what the Vauland Stiftung, as it's called in German, is. What the organization is doing, what is new, and of course we talk about Wau Holland himself.
Thank you.
It's exactly 6 minutes after 7 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, with me, joining me is Garrett. Garrett, you are from the Vowland organization. I think, first of all, we should talk about the Vowland Stiftung itself. What is it?
The Vowland.
For the people who don't know.
The Vowland Stiftung is a foundation that wants to set up the memorial of Wau Holland. Very few from the younger people know even that he was the founder of the Chaos Computer Club. Wau Holland died 2 years ago. He was a very near friend to a lot of us, and so to me. We thought we could try to run a foundation so that his style is kept in the Chaos Computer Club. It's a very high aim, but we always suffer a bit to have much too great aims and fields we work in, but we try to do it. We try to keep his style, and we try also to keep his work. We collected 3,500 mails from Wau Holland. We collected a few hundred of hours of talkings, and in the moment we try to revival a few 140 of tapes, of old tapes of the 80s, from lessons from Wau Holland, for to keep it for the people today. Things he said to the Gulf War 10 years ago, they fitted very, very exactly to the circumstances of the last months, for instance.
Well, I think Wau Holland was somehow like a father for the club. It's a little bit difficult to explain, I think, for people who are not very deep involved in the Chaos Computer Club and in the feeling inside. So what exactly is the relationship from Wau Holland to the club?
Wau Holland founded the club, well, if you want the history before the foundation of the club, you should ask me. I could tell you a few stories, but what he did was he wanted to have an association that looks for the freedom of informationship and for the freedom of information and the freedom of exchange for information. In the former times, when Wau Holland started the club, the very small reason was only that electronic communication was forbidden in Germany. It was against the law, and so people could not run mailboxes. But there was a small hole in the legislature of Vereine.
Clubs and associations.
Associations, thank you. They are allowed to communicate even by electronics, and so the Chaos Computer Club was founded to do the internal communication in electronic way, and this was allowed. So the next thing was that the post did not allow modems. And then we started to build modems. The very famous data toilet, Datenklo, was built. And the question, what is when my cat does the telephone connection? Did I break the law, or was it an accident that the cat made up the connection? And things like this. So, and I met the club when the Green Party of Germany searched for an expertise whether they should use computers or not. And I looked a little bit for the children in Hamburg, because I was a young father in that time, and so had a little bit of view of on the very, very young people of 13 years old. And spoke very often with Bao, how to handle those very young people, how to do with them, because the complete milieu was a little bit hard. So, and in this time I saw this ad in the newspaper and said to Wau, if the Chaos Computer Club would have one thing to do, then it is to make this expertise. And so we did it. We won against a few very famous interviews, and this was the first time the Chaos Computer Club went a little bit more official in this job to make an expertise for the government.
So So the Chaos Computer Club came into politics and society in this time. I think for people of today it's quite difficult to understand how the times were when it was not allowed to communicate via electronic mails. I mean, from today's perspective, it looks crazy. So how did the people in that time argue that it was forbidden? And well, I think Wow saw, even in that time, that it is just craziness. But how did he argue in that time?
He argued that is only anachronistic. And this was the argument that hit and that won in the end. He said it was anachronistic.
Joining me here in the radio tent, it's Garrett, and we are talking about Vau Holland, and well, I think Vau Holland, how was he seen in the club, and how did the people not in the club see Vau Holland? There's most times a gap between how someone is being seen from external and from internal.
Well, from external, he was the symbol of the Chaos Computer Club, like it is Andy Müller-Magoon today. He was the symbol of the club. And inside of the club, Vau was always the wise man who looked far in the future. By the way, he was in the average 10 years older than the average of the club in this time. So he had a few reasons, and he was he eated books. He was an info war. He had, besides his bed, he had an radius of 2 meters from books, from open books. And when you discussed with him, he said, "Oh yes, I read something in the book." He went to this heap of books, gripped in, and had the book with the side in the hand. So he also knew a lot. And he was the philosopher of the club. First he was the doyen, the eldest diplomat, so-called the doyen of the club. And then he was the philosopher of Datos more and more. In the last 10 years, he was not so necessary for the daily jobs in the club. He had more time for himself to make projectors. And we spoke a lot of the club structure in this time. I remember one time we had a lack of youth in the club. It was some ageism, younger people were not there, and then we thought, what could we do? And we did a program to bring more people in there, and we were very, very happy when we saw 2 years later there were lots of young people on the Congress. And so that was much more overlaying structure of the club.
Well, I personally remember the situation when I first met at Vau Holland. It was before I joined the club. I was in university, and suddenly I saw a poster, Vau Holland Chaos Communication is talking about, I don't know the topic anymore, but I came into this room at the university, a crowded place, and I saw this man with his beard and his working dress. He looked quite strange. He didn't look like a man who's involved in computer at all. He was looking, well, hard to describe. How did he look?
I don't know. He always wore this worker dress, Latzhose in German.
With much screwdrivers in his pockets.
Yes. Once he was asked why he always wears a screwdriver, and then he says, "Oh, perhaps I have to telephone."
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, well, back in the situation in the university, he started to talk, and it was quite amazing because it wasn't what I expected at all. Well, I expected something about hackers and computer insecurities and stuff like that. And instead he came up and talked about society problems, and he talked long. I think it was some of his nice... He was a long talker. Later when I joined the club and I knew him in person, I remember him as a person you can always go up to and pick up a story. So I called it, you can pick up a story.
Yes, he was full of very good and contemporary fitting stories always, yes. Yes, and he collected stories, of course. If you, sometimes I had some good words, some modes, some jokes in my head, then I rang him up and said, "Wow, what do you think of this verb, of this nomification of a circumstance?" And then he laughed very. I remember we did this with the word electronic readable government, maschinenlesbare Regierung. We sat there and thought up how could we summarize this thing we did for the Green Party. What's the essential? What we think has been to do, and So we minimized the sentences, and then it stood before us machine-readable government.
Well, at this point we are talking about old stories, so maybe some of the listener has some comments on this Wow Holland thing. So in case you want to join the discussion, you are invited. Call us at the normal telephone numbers and we can pick you up in the show here for a discussion. The telephone number is 5555 from the internal telephone network, or if you're using a GSM telephone or calling from external, dial 033-438-642246. We'll be right back. nearly 7:30 local time here at the Chaos Communication Camp. Joining me in the radio tent is still Gerrit. Gerrit, we are talking about Wau Holland. How long ago did he die?
2 years. Nearly exactly 2 years now.
So, what happened? Well, I know, but we should talk in the radio.
Oh, so if you want it very near, he died.
No, no.
He died from a brain strike,
yeah.
But...
he was very young, so...
He was 48.
48?
And he died in the arms of a good friend. I think that was a very important thing.
He was in unconditioned in the hospital for about 8 weeks.
Yes, the first time we thought we could help him, so nursing his body, because this is something they could not do in the clinic. They have not enough people for to do gymnastics and things with people in coma, and so we did as good as we could and asked how to do it, asked specialists what to do, and also asked specialists if the treatment in the clinic is the right thing. So yes, we applied some homeopathic medicaments, things like that. And first of all, we were there from the morning into the evening with a few people and tried to keep alive his body and give nice things to him. If a man is in coma, you can see if he suffers or if he likes what you do to him. You can see in the face, of course.
Mm. The doctors at the hospital in Bielefeld tell the story that there were never so many people for one man looking for him, trying to make contact to him. I think it's quite impressive for a man who set up a, well, it's a club and it's no family. Or is it a family more than a club?
Yes, who could answer these questions? I think we start to get a family more and more and more, I hope. And so they, first of all, we had to tell them that he's not a gambler laying there, because he was always walking without shoes and his working clothes we spoke about. But a very famous man, and we brought them ads from newspapers and articles and so forth to tell him who is Wau Holland. And then he got a lot of visit. Yes, they said it's very unusual that a man in the coma is held so long, such a long time from such a lot of people.
But in the end he died.
Yes, in the last 2 weeks, first we thought we could keep him alive, but then the doctors told us what would be the rest of his life when he gets now in mental function again. And so we said we could only give him a very good time of dying.
We are still at the Chaos Communication Camp. It's 32 minutes after 7 o'clock. We are talking about Wau Holland. Also, you can join the discussion if you want to talk about Wau Holland, want to talk about old stories from him, or want to remember him. Feel free to call us here in the radio tent. The telephone number is 5555 from the internal network, or 03345. 438 6422 46. And still with me is Gerrit. So Gerrit, after Wau Holland died, what happened then? What did the club do? Or the people?
Well, we were very sad and made him a funeral where a few hundred people came. And at that date we founded the Wau Holland Foundation for to give him a good memorial and one thing, and the other for to collect all things he has written and he has given to us in form of films and speeches and so on that we did at the date of his funeral. And his father was still alive then. It's well, his father looked at the work of Wau Holland as better as older he was. They had a very good connection, those two, and especially in the last years. And so he was very glad that we tried to make up an archive of Wau's work. And we started to speak with a lot of people. This is continued up today. In work is a book of Wau Holland, because the most important thing of a very great spirit, contemporary spirit, is what is in the head of the people around him. What is the memorial? If there are any prints for the future, it's important what's in the heads of the people today. So what are the originals, the writings, the mails and things like that? It's important because it's the sources, but social working is what is in the heads of the people. And so we wanted to collect this at the one hand, and at the other hand to give those written materials to the public.
His written materials, did he ever wrote a book or what? What are written materials in this
yes.
case?
This is very difficult. First of all, he wrote thousands of mails. He never wrote a book. It's very pity. I tried to, in the last his last years, he had a small project. We discussed a book of the bad words of the electronic, of the information technology scene. Oh, it's called Schimpfworte, encyclopedia of the malwords of the IT. So one thing I remember, it was Bitfeger, or the other thing he had for bad pictures was Augenpulver, eye powder. And a lot of words going around in the clubs are from Wau. So, but well, then he wrote a diary from 1978 to 1982. This is a very good thing. So we also started to make interviews with friends of him of the former times. Well, this is in the process at the moment. It's not finished, but we think we could finish it this year. Yes, and the other thing we thought, what our project is we could do to establish more wideness in the thinking of the club. Okay, it exists since 20 years, but when it wants to exist another 20 years, it has to be a bit broader established in developing a future of information. And so we tried to make a few humble projects for to start this. You put this, could read this in the our homepage. It is Wauland. The name Wauland comes from Wau himself. He says, where I'm standing is Wauland. And for his nearer friends, they know that he said, where I'm shitting is Wauland. Okay, and then he made up a homepage under this domain. And this is the reason why the Wau Holland Stiftung kept up the homepage Wauland.
So this is where the name is coming from. But what exactly did he meant is Wauland?
Well, he says, I'm a nation of myself. I'm not a German because I'm living in Germany. Nobody has the right to tell me how I have to do my connections for to organize my life. And so he says, where I'm standing, my privacy, that's my land. This was a very radical formulation. All of us know, wow, that a very radical person in his formulations, of course. But then he made up the homepage Vauland, and so.
Well, maybe on the first view it's quite confusing because Vauland, well, on his appearance and the way he talked, he wasn't radical at all. He wasn't, or he doesn't seem to be an individualist. Well, maybe this is because today individualist means first me, then everyone else, but first me. I think that's not what Bao meant with this, yeah?
No, but his flames were famous in their times. When he disliked a thing or a person, most a thing, person, not so often, not so officially. But some circumstances people wrote somewhere, then he could write flames that your screen burst nearly. So I think radical, yes, in words, of course, very often, and in thinking too. Radical in a good sense, I mean, yeah, come to the roots, radix, the root. Yeah?
Who was Vauland? Who was Vauland? If you know something to answer this question, phone us here in the radio tent, 5555 from the internal network. Radio Sub-Ether here on www.sub-ether.de. We are talking about Vauland, and joining me is Gerrit from the Vau Holland Stiftung, the Vau Holland Foundation, Vauland. So, Gerrit, we talked about Vau himself and the way he lived and the way he died, but I think his life is not over. His ideas are still here, also in this foundation that you founded. What is this foundation doing today, or what did this foundation do, and what will it do in the future?
Well, we are still in the work involved to archivating what Vau collected. We had 42 boxes of paper and a lot of, for instance, contemporary literature between data and culture and civilization, so-called gray literature, and it's very, very interesting to see this. And the other thing is, always takes time a little bit. More and more people are interested in our small project to make stenography usable for palms or for PDAs. In that case, that you write those very useful short symbols and read the usual long text language in Latin, the Latin language. And so it's a translation from stenography to usual writing, so that you can write very, very quickly. You learn within 3 weeks, besides, to double your usual writing speed, and you always read it like you do it always.
Why this kind of project? Well, this is, on the one hand, it's a normal coding project, I could say, but it's a very, I think it's also more.
It's a very useful tool. You are able to write down your own thoughts very, very quickly. Or you are sitting in some conferences and you want to make your notices. You are very, very quickly. Sometimes if you write programs, you cannot write so fast as you think. If you can write three times faster, you can nearly write as fast as you think. And therefore, it's very useful. And up to now, it's very ugly to read it, yeah, but it's very easy to write. And so if you read it in the normal, usual way, like you read all your notices on the screen, then you can double your speed of working. This was a very broad instrument of knowledge technology. And nobody came on it. It's a very obvious, but nobody thought of it. And I had to learn this seldom stuff. And then when the PDAs came up, I'm always write stenography because I'm quicker when I'm listening and writing. And then I have to type it. It's stupid.
So this is what the organization, the foundation, is doing right now.
But it was only a gimmick, as you can say. The main thing was we collected once more a lot of thoughts of people who work with children, and hackers also have own children now more and more, and took together a lot of thoughts how to build up those little biocomputers called children, with what thoughts, with arguments to feed them, and what's good to do, what's not good to do. And the computer scene has brought up a very special style of logic in dealing with children. I was very often astonished how good programmers, for instance, could work with children when they put away a little bit their afraidness and their autism, because they are so clear and logic like children are too. There are some similar things. And that was the reason to make this. And then we made up a program, a project for to test, to check, and if possible, to certify e-government software. It's one of the great problems of the next 10 years, Maybe the roots of in the project 18 years ago for the Green Party, but there is a lot of e-government software on the way, and the software is not good, and completely not good. There are 50 models how to run a commune by electronics, and nobody looks how appropriate is the software. Nobody cares, so right, that the data protection goes in deep and so on. It's well, and it's not seen in the moment, the problem, because the commune, they do it, they just do it with companies and advisors they have, and it's when it comes to public this problem, it will be too late, and this is the reason we try to look on it and to put a few things to the officials.
7 minutes before 8 o'clock. Well, we talked nearly an hour, but this hour we'll make complete. So, Gerrit, our topic is the Vau Holland Foundation. What will be the future of the foundation? So, how can I get involved? How can I help to keep the memory of Vau Holland alive?
Well, his personal memorial, of course, you could help us when, if you look in your electronic archives and clean up your computer, and you find things from Vau, or things you sent to him, or discussions or news from Vau in the old stuff, send them to us. To Vauland, to info@Vauland. If it's more than 10 mega, then send us a mail before so we could clean it, that we could get it. And the other thing is, for the project of testing, improving e-government software, we need a lot of specialists who help us to look at the codes, at the programs, at what they are doing there. If you are in the mood to help us in this field, you could do a very good job. And come and visit us. We have a tent here, it's called Vauland, and help us to test those software that is on the way to change our lives.
Maybe a few words where on the campsite the Vauland tent is. Where can you be found?
If you leave the Hack Center at the direction of the parking place and go from there 100 meters to the left, you cross a car of the Red Cross, and in the double of this way you will find the Vauland tent.
Yeah, I hope that some people were fine with new things and new ideas for this.
Oh, you hope it too.
Yeah, this was about Vau Holland and his life in the Vau Holland Stiftung. Gerrit, thank you very much for this show. I think it was very interesting, very much club internal culture or culture at all.
Thank you.
Both, yeah?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so thank you very much, and have some nice days, and goodbye. We'll be right back.